right, guys, we just want to welcome you here to the first official XBLA fan cast. And my name's John, and I'm here with Tyler Cameron and Andrew Cruz. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves real quick.
Okay. Thanks, John. I'm excited to be here. Yes, I'm an associate editor at XBLA Fans, and I'm excited to be recording our first podcast, man. So, yeah.
Hello, I'm Andrew Cruz, a writer at XBLA Fans and a few other places.
All right, so it sounds like we're all excited.
Been a long time coming.
Oh, yeah, it has been a long time coming. For those of you who don't know, which I guess is probably all of you, we've been, you know, kind of planning this for about a year now and finally decided to pull the trigger.
Yeah, it was time.
That's right.
All right. Yeah, it definitely was time.
I mean, how many emails and how many email threads we had going about podcast ideas and segments and who was going to do what and...
We're hoping over the course of time to just get all our writers on here at least sometime or another and just share their thoughts with you. And I guess first thing we really have to talk about today is Gunstringer. It sounds like it's coming to Xbox Live Arcade. At least that's what's being reported right now. And that looks like the first Kinect title.
So who here actually has Kinect?
I do. Did you ask how many people use it or just how many people have it?
Among us here, yes. Yeah, that's the question right there. Do we use it?
I play Dance Central in group settings, and that is about it.
Yeah, I don't really see a purpose in owning one as of yet. Nothing really gets me excited about motion control. The Wii was a bit of a failure, and I imagine if I was to buy Kinect, it would just be another $150 piece of equipment collecting dust, and I've already got enough of those.
Yeah, it's like the classic hardcore gamer versus like new casual gamer. Like I prefer my controls.
Yeah.
My controller is sitting down on my couch, and this motion control madness is just not cool.
I spent 20 years making the controller like my thing. You know, I don't want to learn anything else. I'm good with a controller in my hand.
Yeah, I picked up the Wii, and I mean, I don't ever use it. I mean, I think it's actually at my parents' house. Like, I don't even have it. They use it for Wii Fit. And, like, I have, you know, the Move, and I don't think I've really used that at all either. Now I've got Kinect, so I'm just kind of waiting for a game that actually makes me want to use it more than a controller.
Does a Gunstringer or think that'll do it for you?
It looks interesting. Did any of you guys play Comic Jumper?
I did not play it, sadly. I played Explosion Man, though.
Just from the trailers I've seen, Comic Jumper really looks a lot kind of like Gunstringer, just from the way they're doing it. And I'm like, it kind of almost looks like it was a test case just to see how that would work. I'm just kind of curious to see how Gunstringer's going to turn out.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing that I think sucks about this is that I love Twisted Pixel, but I just simply won't be playing their new game because I don't think it's good enough. Like, I don't think it's enough to put me over the edge to buy Kinect, you know? And that's one of my favorite developers. I wish it was just a also controller game, you know, which I don't know if it is going to be that.
Yeah.
Or not, but I would love a version where I can just use a controller.
Yeah, I kind of wish they would develop it with that in mind, like the option to use a controller, because I feel like they're really segmenting their audience by making a Xbox Live Arcade title that only uses Kinect. I mean, that's pretty, I don't know what the word is for it, but I mean... You're not going to reach your full audience, I don't think, by doing that. I kind of wish that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of does segregate the market a little bit, but looking at it, I'm glad to see that someone, though, is actually taking the initiative to, you know, be the first one out there and willing to take the risk sticking it on Xbox Live Arcade versus, you know, going retail.
No, yeah, for sure, definitely. I think it's great that they're doing that. I just probably won't play it.
Yeah. I'll pick it up when it comes out, and I'll give it a whirl, and I'm going to hope it, you know, can stand on its own. But, I mean, I doubt it's going to be the game that, you know, pushes people to buy Kinect. I think you're going to have to wait a little bit more down the road. But, I mean, those of us out there who do have Kinect and do love Xbox Live Arcade games are probably going to be willing to try it and give it a go.
Yeah. I honestly can't take a lot for me to be excited about Kinect-only games.
Have there been any so far that have gotten you excited?
Played Dance Central the day it came out with the Kinect. Haven't played it since.
Dance Central is a lot like you and I were talking about with, you know, the music games where, I mean, literally it's a party game. I mean, it's not really something you're going to want to play by yourself after a while, at least for me.
I think that's a pretty good safe assumption that most of us are not going to want to come home and dance in front of a TV.
Yeah. Especially if you have like a physical job and you're tired when you get home.
Exactly. And I do have a physical job, and I don't really like dancing that much anyways. Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't done
like an idiot just dancing in front of my TV.
I haven't done it yet, but I would imagine that if I was to come home and nobody was in the house and I was still playing Dance Central by myself, like, I would be embarrassed for myself. I'd constantly looking out the window like, is anybody looking at me? You know, like, it'd be that strange.
You know, the best part about that game, though, is that during the songs, it kind of has like a freestyle section where the camera kind of, I don't know if it records what you're doing, but it kind of just, basically you kind of just do whatever dance you want, and it takes like a bunch of really quick snapshots of you, and then when you're done, it plays them back in really quick succession, and that is probably my favorite part of the whole game, because it makes it look like you're dancing in really fast motion, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that can be pretty funny when you're like in a group setting. You just got people just doing some crazy stuff. I mean, I remember one of the guys just tried to Dougie, and we're just laughing at him because, I mean, it's like 3 a.m. and we're like, dude, you're way too white to pull that off.
Dougie with the cat daddy. Okay, no one knows what that is yet.
No, I've never heard of the cat Dougie.
No, the cat daddy. Go on, when you guys get a chance, go on YouTube and type in Call of Duty Black Ops cat daddy. that's nice. All you need to know.
All right, so I'll have something I'll be checking out after this.
No, so, I mean, like, it is cool that Gunstringer is coming out to XBLK, and I probably will be interested in it. I might check it out, but it's an uphill battle for probably pretty much all of us, I think.
Yeah, I'm really, really impressed with, you know, the Kinect technology so far, but not so much with the software. Like, I think the coolest things that I've seen have actually come from modders. Like, they are doing some crazy hacks for this stuff, and I'm glad that Microsoft's letting them do it. All right, and this last Friday, Bizarre Creations closed down their doors. It's kind of a sad thing that see that happen, but they've made some of the best, you know, Xbox Live Arcade games in my book.
Yeah, I'm looking at
you guys have anything that stood out for you?
I'm looking at the list here of games that they made and they closed down here. It's just so depressing. I mean, Geometry Wars. I mean, what else do you need to say?
That's it.
I mean, that game.
That's the end right there.
I mean, Xbox Live Arcade, you started out with Geometry Wars. I mean, I remember when I first got my Xbox and people were just like, yeah, there's some decent launch games, but man, that Geometry Wars for Xbox Live Arcade, that's what you gotta buy the system for.
Yeah.
And it's like a $5-$10 game, and now the company's closed. It's very sad.
You know, that game, it like changed the way I play any other game now. When I was playing Deathspank recently, I'm saying to my friends in party chat, where's the right trigger blows everything up on the screen? Like, Geometry Wars made me want that in every game now, and if it doesn't happen, I'm like, you need the Geo Wars bomb. This is crap.
I mean, just like twin or dual stick shooters in general, I mean, I feel like that kind of was the beginning of that for all those types of games on Xbox Live Arcade. I mean, how many games now are there that used both sticks like that? You don't have to push a button to shoot. You just use the right stick to shoot in any direction. I mean, that's such a simple, novel idea that, and everyone used it, and it's because of Geometry Wars.
Yeah, and anytime you play any game even remotely close to what Geometry Wars was, the way you describe it to a friend is, oh, you played this yet? It's like Geo Wars, but with guns or something like that. And like when you're playing Wolf of the Battlefield, you're like, oh, it's Geometry Wars, but you walk up the screen.
Yeah, I can't remember how many times I've used Geometry Wars now as, you know, one of those, just how to explain it. It's become one of those iconic games for me, especially with the Xbox.
Definitely. It's really sad to see it.
Yeah. And, I mean, they've done some great stuff other than that. I mean, it may just be me, but I really enjoyed Blur when it came out earlier this year, or last year.
Yeah, that game was pretty good.
Still living in 2010 here, I guess.
I played the beta of that. I played the crap out of that, but I never really bought it when it came out because, I don't know, I got my fill from the beta. It was a great game, but I don't know, it was just...
Just couldn't hold
your
attention.
Yeah, it was like, I did Midnight Club, and that game lasted way longer than I wanted to, and with Blur, I just decided not to make that mistake again. I was like, you know what, I got a good, like, 20 hours out of this beta. That's probably good, you know?
Yeah, it's always impressive when a beta can hold your attention that long.
Well, it's because they had the leveling up stuff, and I thought in the back of my head the whole time, like, am I going to buy the full version and let these stats carry over? That, like, that was the genius part of it, at least, is that your stats would carry over. And
oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, so you'd level your car up to, like, a level 10 or whatever, and, you know...
That sounds so funny to hear you say level your car up.
Yeah, whatever, you'd level your... I forget how it worked, to be honest with you, but I remember level
10. I know what you mean, but just, like, the idea of leveling a car.
Yeah, well, every game you level something up nowadays.
Oh, I know. Thank you, Call of Duty.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one nice thing that probably came from, you know, Activision, was that whole leveling system.
Yeah.
That was implemented.
Influential, to say the least. That, I would say, and probably cover system in Gears of War, those two things.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know about you guys, but this past weekend I have been playing way too much of Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Like, I suck at fighting games, and I'm absolutely bad. I know this isn't even an Xbox Live Arcade title, so I'm going a little bit off topic here.
Nope. But
Xbox. This thing has me addicted.
Yeah. I'm just not a fighting game guy. A lot of friends are hoping that I just shut up right now, I can tell you that much, because I get in fights with my friends all the time about how over fighting games I am. I don't know. I haven't enjoyed them since, like, mid-90s. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm sad to say that I also just don't care about fighting games, really.
I mean, to be honest with you, like, I may care more if they'd stop putting so many of them out. Like, I would like to just see one giant collection of, like, 500 characters from, like, any game ever just in one fighting game. I know how ridiculous that sounds, that's not possible, but, you know, we don't need a Street Fighter update a year later with like four new characters in it. That's kind of ridiculous.
I enjoy the like the fan reaction to fighting games, because there's a lot of really intense fans about, you know, Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom, and like I find that just kind of that fan passion really interesting, and it almost makes me interested in the game just seeing how like passionate people are about it. But, you know, like you said, I'm also terrible at fighting games, and I don't know. I just don't have any friends that really play them, I guess you could say. So I just have no reason to really get into that. I'm just not interested, I guess.
No, I totally agree. Just because, I mean, I've gotten Street Fighter 4 and Mortal Kombat just through work, and I was playing with those, and I'm just like, I'm so bad at these. So, I mean, until this new Marvel vs. Capcom came out, the only thing I ever really picked up was Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for Xbox Live Arcade, just because I'd much rather drop, you know, $15 on a fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when, I mean, the only thing that really changed that much for me a lot of the times is, you know, the new characters. I mean, there's not much of a story, which for me, that's a big deal normally. And I mean, it's a lot less of a risk, you know, for me to put $15 down and find out that none of my friends want to play because we all suck.
Yeah, this is the thing too about fighting games. As soon as you go online, if you don't have a friend of equal skill, then you go online, you get destroyed for 20 minutes, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I bought this.
Some guy just in the corner, like, throwing fireballs for, like, a minute, just killing you.
Oh god. I do not understand how that is fun. Like, how is sitting in a corner just throwing fireballs constantly even
fun? I saw that retweet you posted, John. That was really funny.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And if anyone hasn't seen that, please check my Twitter feed, because I completely agree with that guy.
Oh my god. That's like that's just probably one of the main reasons right there. Well, not one of the main reasons, but just like a very serious reason why I just don't wanna get into fighting games, people like that.
Alright, so what games have you guys been playing like right now?
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and say that I had a funny story to tell you guys. I was mentioning earlier, this weekend I was kind of bored, thinking I wanted to buy a new Xbox Live Arcade game. I had a little bit of money on me. Didn't really know what I wanted to buy, so I was kind of going through the list and seeing what was popular, and I was kind of in the mood for something around 400, 800 points. So, being raised and growing up in Michigan, where there's lots of hockey, I just said, hey, I want to buy NHL 3-on-3 Arcade, or whatever that game is. And I was like, hey, you know, that sounds kind of cool. I like hockey. It looks like fun. Plus, the achievements look really easy too. And that game is garbage. I hate it. I wish to God I didn't spend 400 points. Let me tell you. First of all, I bought it, and all the achievements are broke, and they don't work for me. And I've deleted the game, reinstalled it, cleared my cache, deleted the achievement, the zero achievement thing from my history. Nothing seems to work. And like, I just found like there are lots of little times where like, for some reason, I don't know, maybe it was just me and I was just being really frustrated and nitpicking, but like I felt like the passing was really annoying and inaccurate. Like my guys are missing passes or they'd whiff on one timers or something like that. And like, I ended up playing it for about 2 hours and I have no achievements to show for it. And I was very upset. I kind of wish that I didn't buy it.
All right. Well,
I can tell you disagree, so...
Well, here's the thing. All right, me and you are going to play later, and I'm going to help you get some achievements. I hope many people get 200 in that. It seems like the achievements are, like, badly described, I think. I'm not sure, but I remember a lot of people having issues with that, but I can help you through that. And do you play with the, like, the pro control scheme, or do you play with the dummy-proof, like, two-button thing? Because I do the dummy-proof control scheme, and they just always seem to catch the passes. Are you doing the thing where you have to aim them?
I just use the default controls. I'm not really sure which if those are dummy controls or like pro ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't suggest the pro ones. I don't know if that's the default or not, but that's for people that have been playing those EA NHL games for years and they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So those are the ones where you can use like the analog sticks to aim your shot.
Yeah, it's like this. Did you play that Madden game that EA did at all? They had like an easy mode. Yeah, the Madden Arcade game. They had like
the two button
easy mode, and then they had like the insane Madden mode where like you have to use the controls that you've been using on Madden games for 10 years now. And I don't know. Those EA games are like, they're fun if you play them like an arcadey game, like if you play them with the two-button mode. At least I think they are, and I really enjoyed the NHL game. And I completely don't care about hockey at all. Last time I watched hockey was like the early 90s, probably. But I bought that game, and I had a lot of fun with it. And I think it's more fun, too, if you don't make it about hockey, if you make it about hitting the other people. Like, that'll lead to so many good things. If you just put all three guys on the ice and then you get a one-on-one with the goalie, that'll lead to a lot better than actually trying to play it like a hockey game.
Oh, for sure. I believe you. I spent a lot of time playing Wayne Gretzky's 3D Hockey for the Nintendo 64 with, like, my cousins and stuff like that. And, like, that's what we would do is just, like, not even play the game and just check people. So... I do see the enjoyment of just like filling your team with like really strong players and then just wrecking the other team.
Yeah. See, I think
like that is satisfying. Like the hits and that was funny. I enjoyed that, and like I can see like where it was fun, but just like I was really, one thing you gotta know about me is that like I'm an achievement person. Like I gotta have achievements. Like I like achievements. So the fact that like none of them are working for me, and like I know for a fact that like I did a bunch of them and they weren't coming up, I was like pissed off about that. And then I don't know, like at that point I guess I was just annoyed and probably just like, oh, the passing is not working, I can't score goals, this game sucks, you know. I was being like all like a rage quitter and stuff like that. So but I mean, like I like hockey a lot. I grew up playing hockey. Like I said, I lived in Michigan, so I'm a Red Wings fan. So I mean, hockey definitely appeals to me. So.
All right, well, a good way to test if the achievements are in fact glitch, which I'm not saying they're not, would be to do that really easy achievement. It's check a guy over the sideboard or whatever it is. If you can do that and not get the achievement, then I guess there probably is a problem.
Yeah, I did that 3 times, no achievement.
All right.
Looks like we have something to look into.
Bad copy.
I know, I was so mad, and like I deleted it too, like I erased it and I downloaded it again, it still didn't work. I thought maybe it had something to do with like I tried the demo, and then I just bought the game from that.
Did you clear your cash? I thought maybe,
yeah.
Oh wow.
I'll try it again, maybe I...
recover your gamer tag, all these ridiculous things you have to do sometimes to get achievements to work.
Yeah, just for like maybe 200 points of achievements. Yeah. So not even worth it and minuscule. For like a number that means nothing, but for some reason it means everything to me.
Yeah, well, I totally understand, man. I try to get every achievement in every game I play too, and nothing. It doesn't matter how bad the game is. Nothing can make me more angry than when the achievement simply doesn't work.
Yeah. Speaking of achievements on Xbox Live Arcade, Trials HD. I was so proud of myself when I got every achievement for that game. And then I downloaded the expansion, and it updated my achievement score. I no longer have 100% completion. So mad. And the achievements in that new expansion are are ridiculous. Some of them are just so hard, I just know I'm never going to do them.
No, I remember I had a moment just like that with Oblivion when I downloaded the DLC for that, you know, the big giant expansion pack, mm-hmm. and I got all excited. I got all the achievements for that, and then I looked back and I was missing one still. And
me
I'm like,
too.
Are you kidding me?
You know what it is?
Like halfway through the game, you have to decide to be good or evil. And basically, you can only get one unless you just make a save and, you know, reload it. And I didn't do that because I wasn't thinking about it because I don't look at them ahead of time. I'm kind of like, I don't want to spoil, you know, a plot-type based game. So I'm like, hey, we'll figure out what happens.
That's the only,
and I go back
exactly
and look at it, and I'm like,
are
you kidding me? I have to play through the entire game again. I'll just get 50 points.
I don't even think it's 50 points. I think it's like 20 or 30. I know exactly what...
Oh, that's even worse.
I know exactly what part you're talking about, too, is because, like, the whole game is linear with the achievements. Like, you complete this quest, you know, points. But this one particular quest where you can go good or bad, it has two different achievements, and it doesn't tell you until, unless you already know, like you said, like beforehand, and you can make a save, go back, do it the other way, and get the achievement, because I'm the same way. I have every achievement for that game, except for that one. And it is just like a nagging eyesore. Every time I see that the achievements for that game on my list, I get so pissed off because I know that there's like 20 points that I'm missing from that game to have it complete, but I'm not about to start it and work for 80 hours.
The thing that ticked me off more than anything was just the fact that I'm not normally an achievement kind of guy, but this was one of the few games I ever got all of them for. I mean, the only other one I can think of I have them all for is Monday Night Combat.
Oh, yeah.
Got my abbreviations mixed up over here.
Oh man, that was a fun game to get the achievements for. I remember playing that with you.
Yeah, that was a blast. And speaking of games coming out, we got House Party coming out
for sure.
So, what do you guys think about these? Which ones are you looking forward to the most?
Let me see. I was interested in Hardcore Uprising, but I mean, it's $15, and I'm poor, so I can't really spend $15 in a game that I'm not really like 100% sure about. If I had money just sitting around, I would totally buy that game.
Have you checked out the demo yet?
No, but I've watched videos on it.
Yeah, it's kind of like an anime version of Contra.
Yeah,
at least that's kind of how it feels like to me.
Yeah, that totally appeals to me. So one day I'll probably buy it once I accrue enough funds to just drop money on it. But right now I can't do it. But other than that, I'm probably interested in what's the name? The HD remake of Beyond Good and Evil.
Beyond Good and Evil? Yeah. Just for those of you guys who don't remember what's coming out, we got February 16th, which, you know, was last Wednesday or whatnot. We had Hardcore Uprising. Then I can't say that word, apparently. Then this week, we've got Bejeweled Blitz. Next week, you got Beyond Good and Evil. Then the week after that, March 9th, there's going to be Torchlight, which I think looks fantastic. And then the following week, there's the Full House Poker.
Oh, yeah, Porker. Yeah, definitely. I'm interested in Torchlight. I've heard a lot about it, even though I don't know anything about it, really. So I'll be checking that one out. I've heard good things, so I'm glad that's coming to XBLA.
Torchlight looks like a good game, but it's just not my type of game. I don't like those RPG kind of walk here, kill this, go back there, sell that kind of games. I just can't get into those too much. So if I have to pick one, I guess I'll pick the poker game, even though I don't feel like I need another poker game since I already own Texas Hold'em. But this is like probably my least favorite Microsoft promotion ever. I don't know. It's just nothing is really like, oh, I got to have that. Like when there was like Castle Crashers in the Summer of Arcade or the one they recently just did. All three of those games were great. Rascals and World of Keflings.
Yeah, I can definitely see that because, I mean, if you look at what we got coming out, and we have a Contra remake for the most part. I mean, Bejeweled Blitz you can play on any platform ever. Beyond Good and Evil HD is, again, just another remake. Torchlight was released on, you know, PC, and then you got Full House Poker, which is kind of poker.
It's the same game I already have, just with Avatar support. I mean, I don't know. I'm not big on the Avatar stuff, so... Poker's poker. It doesn't matter like what the interface looks like, you know. It's still poker at the end.
Yeah, the thing I do like about the Full House Poker though is it kind of looks like it's gonna be another one of those full huge scale kind of games where, you know, like with 1v100, where you were able to get that massive amount of people involved at the same time.
Which was awesome,
thing.
By the way. 1v100 was awesome because it was like, it was free and it was there, but if I'm paying for it, I hope it's faster paced than that 1v100 was, because there was an incredible amount of time wasted in between questions and all the leaderboards and stuff, and it's just, I hope that it's a lot faster.
No, I totally understand, because I mean that was one of the best things about 1 versus 100 is just, you know, anytime you felt like popping on, you could. You didn't have to worry about paying, you know, a certain amount per each episode you watched, or, you know, paying a flat rate to get the entire season. It was just free. So I mean, if you didn't think you were gonna play, you didn't have to worry about it till you actually did. And Full House Poker, I mean, 800 points is a little bit more than free.
I think that's the one that works with the phone and Xbox, the console, right? Like, I can be playing my friend on his Windows Phone 7. Isn't that the game that is doing that? Does anybody know?
Oh, I have no idea. I should look into that, actually, because my wife has a Windows Phone 7 she got from work. Yeah, company.
I think
phone,
it'll only
so.
Be $3 on the phone. I'm not sure on that. Don't quote me on that. But I got a lot of friends on my Xbox friends list that play Windows Phone games, and I'm pretty sure they told me it was $3 on the phone.
That would make sense. I would hope so.
So, I mean, that could be cool in a way. Just because it's the first game doing it, I mean, just figure out how to do that. I think it's the first game to
win. Yeah. I think for me, the one I'm definitely looking forward to the most, again, is Torchlight, just because I'm not really a huge PC gamer, so, I mean, I missed it when it came out for PC. But I do like those kind of, you know, hack-and-slash Diablo-type RPG games, and, I mean, the lineage for this company is just fantastic. I mean, these guys are the guys who did Diablo way back when, and, I mean, it's just great to see them coming back to consoles.
I mean, I think it looks like a great game. It's just not my kind of game. It was so good-looking that I did almost buy it on Steam once, knowing that I wouldn't like it just because it looked awesome. But so I'm not going to take anything away from the game, but I just don't think I'll be playing it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, because I can't count how many times I've looked at a game and I'm just like, this looks beautiful, and then I'm like, why am I buying this? I hate this type of game. It has nothing to do with the quality of the game itself. It's just, I can't stand it.
And the problem too with buying it on PC a lot of times, as soon as I buy it, I look and it's like no controller support. It's like, well, I'm never playing that because I'm not a big fan of using the mouse and the keyboard.
And then it comes out later and you're like, darn it, I could have got Xbox Live or achievements.
There we go, there's my enticement. Achievements!
That's all you need for Tyler and sounds like.
I will say that over the weekend I was adding a bunch of guys to my friends list on Xbox Live, and I was pretty impressed. I mean, you have pretty high gamer scores. I was happy to see that. So
mine's not too high, but I try to complete every game I do buy. There's some eyesores on my card, like Grand Theft Auto 4. I played for like 20 minutes, and Gears of War. I played for like 20 minutes, and I wish I could take those two games off. But yeah, I don't have that high of a score, but I try to do well with the ones I do buy.
I guess compared to the friends on my list, you guys have decent
scores. Oh, really?
Scores.
See, on my list, I'm the odd man out. I'm the little guy.
Oh, dang, man.
Yeah, dude, on my list, I'm the big guy. And I mean, if you look at the games I have, it's not because I play anything all the way through. It's just I play so many random games, and I put them in for, you know, like 10 minutes, and I just forget about them.
Yeah.
Like, all my friends, you know, like, from real life, they're looking at it, and they're like, holy cow, how do you have this much stuff? And I'm just like, rent, you know, borrow.
Gamefly get you a lot of gamer score real quick.
I couldn't stand Gamefly. I never got anything close to when I wanted it. It was always late.
I've never had Gamefly, but man, I hear nothing but complaints about that company.
Yeah, it's just not the company that I'd want to be doing stuff with. It just never worked for me.
I had a good experience
with it. And I know people who it works great for, but just not me.
Maybe it's because I had a good experience with it just because I live near the shipping center. Because I ended up getting
everything I've heard, if you live near a shipping center and if you, you know, bought the service early on, like, you're just better off. Like, the people who had it originally and are near shipping centers, they're doing great.
Yeah, I think there's one in L.A., that was pretty close to me, so I'll probably get my games from then, because I never had a problem with it. I got a Brutal Legend the day it came out, shipped right to me. So,
all right, guys, it looks like it's about time to wrap up. You guys got anything you want to say?
Not right now.
Understandable.
Oh yeah, catch us, all of us, on Twitter. I am Tyler Chan with a 0.
I am at Twix Printmatic. That's TWIX, like the candy bar, and then PRINTMATIC. I know it's weird.
All right, and just remember to add at XBLA fans, and I'll be tweeting all our Twitter handles off that, just so you can find them easily on there. Don't have to pause and try to find it.
Yep.
And just keep in touch with the site later this week. We're going to have some great coverage from a game that's being released by Robot Entertainment later down the road, and I can't really talk about it yet, but there's going to be some awesome stuff for you guys there Friday.
Ooh, you tease.
On the site. Yeah, you got to tease people. I mean, it sucks, but it's all I can do. All right, guys, you'll be able to find the podcast on the site each week, and hoping to get it up on iTunes as well. And that's a wrap, I guess.
Thanks for listening.